Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we are going to be talking about the new Star Wars show, Ahsoka, Season 1.
Yes, Emily, you just finished this, right? Like, I don't know, 20 minutes ago?
Oh my god, yes. Like 10 minutes ago. I literally just finished. I've been so bad at watching shows at the moment because I'm just doing a million other things. And I was like, yeah, I could watch, I only have two episodes left of Ahsoka. I could watch two episodes in 4 days. I mean, I did it. Sort of.
Yeah. I've been binging the show Rebels during watching this show. And I just finished Rebels 2 days ago. So that was fun. There's 4 seasons of Rebels. And you did watch
Yeah, how long is each episode? Episodes. Like 25, 30 minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes. Yeah. Not long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was nice to just
You're
going to
have
on.
Some fun insight on that show for us.
It was my first time watching it, and I 100% missed out watching it when it was first on. It was on Disney XD when it first came out, and then it kind of became, like, popular, but I just didn't, like, I remember hearing about it, and I remember hearing the characters, but I just, like, did not watch it. Now, Clone Wars I watched about half of, and so I knew who Ahsoka was, and kind of generally her storyline, but I really didn't know the Rebels at all. So I was really excited to watch the show in tandem with Ahsoka because the characters are quite, you know, there's a whole show of them. So you get to really connect with them. And I just found it to be really fun and really interesting. I really love the creator, Dave Filoni, now. He is just the future of Star Wars. It's absolutely remarkable that he made a live-action show based on his other two shows, which are Clone Wars and Rebels.
Okay, so Dave Filoni did all of that. He mm-hmm. did all of those shows.
Yeah, okay, he also cool. did Mandalorian, too.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's why I like this show, because it has a lot of the same, it has the same vibe as Mandalorian, and Mandalorian's probably my favorite Star Wars show that I'm currently watching, or the, you know, that's come out. Everything's been fun in general, but I don't know. I really like The Mandalorian a lot.
Yeah.
And I really like this show too. I watched the Star Wars had released like an article of what episodes to watch before starting Ahsoka. And I kind of wish they had more Rebels episodes in there, 'cause I feel like that would have been a lot more, not meaningful, but I guess better, because I didn't realize that there were like the three main characters from mm-hmm. Rebels, like in this show.
Yeah.
So I was just, and there was a lot of Clone Wars episodes to watch. Like they gave you a ton, which it was good to know that it was good to know going in that Ahsoka had basically left the Jedi Order and like yeah. hasn't been with them since. So, like, that's good to know, because I wasn't aware of that. I really know nothing about Ahsoka's character other than first meeting her in Mandalorian. And, you know, just generally hearing about her. Like, I knew of the character, and I knew that, what's her name? Ashley? What's her name? The girl that,
Ashley
the lady
Eckstein.
That owns,
Yeah.
Yes. Who owns her universe.
She's the voice of younger Ahsoka. Yeah.
Yes. And you just like telling me how much you're really enjoying Rebels is making me want to watch it. I know I've wanted to watch Clone Wars for a while. It just seems like such a big undertaking that I don't want to do at the moment.
There's 25 episodes right now per season. So it's just like so fucking long. And like, I'm just getting through more of it. But there's also like quite a lot of kind of, it's all war stuff. So like, there's some episodes that I like more than others, for sure. It's like, they're really all over the place. They're just great little stories about little incidents during the Clone Wars. And that could be so many different things. I wonder if you did watch the episode with the Mortis gods, with the father, the son, and the daughter. Did you watch that, like, on the list? I really would like to know which ones you had to watch.
Yeah, like the light side and the dark side, like the father with the two children. Yes. I think that was like a two-parter, and mm-hmm. we only watched, and it only had me watch one of them.
Yeah.
So it had me watch like the conclusion, basically. So I did watch that one. Let me try and find that list. Star Wars, what to watch before.
So you probably also had to watch Ahsoka. The episode where Ahsoka leaves the Jedi Order as well.
Yes. That was also like a multiple parter. And mm-hmm. I think I watched like I either watched both parts or I watched like the second part where, she, it was kind of a weird like transition or like it, like a lot had happened already. And it was like, it was kind of concluding it.
Yeah.
And so yes, I did watch a part of that. I watched the one where she leaves. It was kind of like she was on trial already. And she was trying to find Ventress to like get more information.
But they didn't believe her. And so
they didn't believe her.
Her faith in them just totally broke. And so she left the Jedi Order, which totally makes sense for her character as well. She just becomes like rogue and on her own after that.
Yeah, and the fact that like Anakin was so understanding of it was very, I guess, not interesting, because I mean, you know, I'm sure Anakin was a great teacher. I just haven't watched a whole bunch of Clone Wars, so I don't really see Anakin in this light of like as a teacher.
Yeah.
As like
uh-huh.
Like yeah. in this way,
in Clone Wars, he
so
is.
It's just a little hard to wrap my head around.
Yeah, yeah, it adds the dimension to him as a character so much, just much more than what you remember from the prequels and even going into, you know, who he is as Darth Vader. So it's like a lot like more of a transition and kind of the dichotomy that he exists in during Clone Wars and kind of the driving factors to him going to the dark side and why he believes the things that he does. But he always has that love for Ahsoka as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely mirrored in that amazing episode where Ahsoka goes to the world between worlds, and basically just like has a whole spiritual journey with Hayden Christensen as Anakin. You know, it was just so well done and like wonderfully like emotional to kind of give those characters some closure.
Yeah, yeah, that was a really good episode.
Yeah. And the girl who played the younger version of her was the girl who was in Barbie. And also she was in as young Gamora in the Endgame and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ariana Greenblatt. That's her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Okay, I found the article. I'm going to read the episodes really quick because this I think this webpage is, like, making my computer take off and it's really loud. So I want to close this page. So we have Life and Death from Star Wars Tales of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
So you see Ahsoka as like a baby.
Yes, yes, I watched
baby
that
baby Ahsoka.
It's a great episode, actually.
Storm over Ryloth. I think that was just like...
That was the first...
Just, it was like a battle episode. Like, yeah, they were like in battle and you're just kind of seeing... I think Ahsoka was supposed to take over like a squad again, even after like she took over a squad and like a lot of people died or something. Or I don't know. She was like feeling self-conscious about something. Maybe. There are like episodes like that they had us watch where you, I guess, kind of understand the character of Ahsoka a little bit. And then there's the one where her lightsaber lost, where her lightsaber gets stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And she meets this guy that looks like a turtle. I don't know how else to describe him.
Not like turtle the dinosaur. Turtles, the little turtle people on the old Dathomir planet that we go to.
They were so cute!
Oh my god, they were so friggin' adorable. Oh, I loved them.
And then there was Heroes on Both Sides, where she kind of goes with Padme, right? And kind of learns about the not the rebels, but like there was like a third faction of people where it's like you have the Empire, you have like the rebels, and you have like these people that were kind of in between, but they were like still not, I don't know. This was so long ago. I'm already like having a hard time remembering.
That's okay, man.
It was kind of, yeah. And then the Altar of Mortis, I think, is the one where you're talking to me about the light side and the dark side children of this guy. Mm-hmm. Padawan Lost. Oh, this is the one where she gets stuck on that planet where like the people get hunted, mm-hmm, by those things. By those, like, aliens or something.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. And then The Wrong Jedi, that's the one where she leaves. And then The Siege of Mandalore.
Okay.
Yeah, there was 14 episodes.
Good job, yeah, though.
So The Siege of Mandalore, I watched episodes 9 through 12 of that with Bo-Katan,
mm-hmm,
which is pretty cool. And then Twilight of the Apprentice. I watched those two episodes where they're trying to get some artifact or something in a temple and she runs into Darth Vader and she fights him.
That's in Rebels. Yes.
Yeah, that's in Rebels. Yeah, I think the last...
That's a great episode,
I think too. The last ones were... Oh, no.
That and was Darth Maul, yeah, is in that episode, too. So he has, like, a full-ass, yeah, arc, man. Like, and then eventually he gets killed.
I know. It's and I'm just... kind of obsessed with Darth Maul now, and I kind of want to watch it just for Darth Maul.
He's in it a lot. Like, he's in both Clone Wars and Rebels quite a bit, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darth Maul is he's pretty sexy. I remember you telling I was telling you, I was like, I'm watching all these Star Wars episodes, and Darth Maul's in a lot of these, and he's kind of hot.
He's voiced by... Sam Witwer, who we remember,
who's honestly
from.
He's also the voice of the dark side in the Mortis episode. He's like he's like the bad son, who I also thought was hot because of his voice.
Oh my god! And he was in that show Being Human that we loved from sci-fi.
He has such a sexy evil voice. I love it. Oh my god! Make him the voice of any villain and I'll love them. And then I did rewatch the Mandalorian episode just so I can kind of prepare myself.
With Grogu.
And I'm glad I did because... Yeah, with Grogu!
So sweet. I just loved that episode.
Yeah, super good. Super good.
So Ahsoka as an adult is a lot different than Ahsoka as a child. I'm sure you could see in the transition between Clone Wars to Rebels to the show, that she becomes a lot more, like, calm and centered.
Yeah, which again, older. I wish I got more Rebels episodes because I only technically watched two episodes from Rebels. And so I saw
that one where she fights Darth Vader is the last one that she's in basically until the season finale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Series finale, excuse me. Yeah. So she's in it a bit. So it
was kind of weird watching all of the Clone Wars episodes and then kind of just watching the two episodes from Rebels and then watching the Ahsoka show, because I'm assuming she's a lot more like her character in Rebels. Obviously. And, you know, she's not as young as she was like in Clone Wars. And so to me, Ahsoka felt like a completely different character in the Ahsoka show just because I was watching a shit ton of Clone Wars episodes. And I was like, that was all I had to go off of.
Exactly.
So it was a little hard for me, I guess, a little bit to kind of wrap my head around, like, this is all the same character and she's experienced all these things. Like, I was kind of just thinking of her as just Rosario Dawson playing a character.
I know.
playing a new character that I haven't met yet.
Basically,
that was kind of how I was having it in my brain. In
Rebels, she's a lot like Rosario Dawson. So I think once you get to that point, you know, you kind of are used to it.
Should I watch Clone Wars before Rebels, or can I watch Rebels first?
Because maybe that'd be easier to. Clone Wars, so, like,
you never
did. Rebels was really easy to watch. And also, it's a kid's show. So, like, you know, I say that, but there is a lot of death and war and stuff in Rebels too, but it's still got that kind of like fun aspect to it. You know, it's not kooky or anything, but it's just got like, you know, it's a kid's show, like a teen show. So yeah,
right.
But I really love the portrayal of Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka, just because like she again grounds the character, and especially after she goes into the whales. After she has her, you know, spiritual experience and comes back from the dead, basically, she becomes like Ahsoka the White and, you know, just like kind of becomes even more peaceful in, you know, the kind of way that Gandalf did.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, she definitely seemed to be more like having closure and being more at peace with her situation, because she was very angsty and angry at the beginning of the season,
and especially
with the whole Sabine. Situation with Sabine, which, like, girl, I get it. Sabine was killing me sometimes. I was like, girl.
I know. I mean, her choice to go with Baylan and not like get rid of the like map definitely made me angry in the first time I watched it, and then I watched all of Rebels, and then I totally understood her decision to do that at the afterwards, like being like, oh, of course she wouldn't just sacrifice her only way to get to Ezra, who she loves. Like, she loves him as a brother, and it's just like very clear in the Rebels show they have like a little family unit. Hera and Sabine and all, you know, there's like a group of them. And so it just definitely feels a lot like they are a real family, which, you know, you kind of get that with the trio in the original series. And then you also get that with like, Rey and Poe
and Finn.
Yeah, exactly. And Finn. So you really do feel it, but it's obviously a whole TV show of that. So that's the big plus of
Rebels. Which, again, would have been great if I'd gotten some more episodes of that, because I'm just like really pissed off at Sabine.
I know. She's thinking that so she's being annoying. Stupid. And, she, you know, in the show, in Rebels, she's not extremely stupid. So I think that they just kind of had to give her these flaws for the live action TV show. Because if you're watching this show and you don't know anything about Rebels, like, you have to be able to just paint these characters quickly into fully fleshed out people without ever watching Rebels. So I think it's very successful. Like, you watched it without watching Rebels, really. So, you know, you got to kind of appreciate it.
And I still had a good time. I was able to follow the story. We were discussing other Star Wars shows that we may or may not have discussed on this show, and I don't think we ever discussed Andor.
Amazing show.
Which was really great, I'm sure. It really got into the political stuff, and so it lost me, and so it just wasn't one of my favorites. But this one, I was able to follow it and, like, also enjoy the storyline, because there were a lot of parts of Andor that I really did enjoy, but it just kind of lost me here and there.
With Mon Mothma?
Yeah. Yeah. And I just don't really remember what happened in that show, honestly. Like, I just, I think I just forgot most of it and
blocked
some of it out. I don't know.
I love that show.
I really got limited storage up in here. I basically, like, there's like a red error, like, message coming up being like, max capacity, you need to get rid of some information. Like, that's just how my brain feels, and it just doesn't hold on to new information sometimes. But yeah, I mean, I'm also a sucker for droids. I love shows that have just really good droids in them. And, Chopper. David Tennant.
Oh, Hu Yang in this show.
Voicing Hu Yang.
Absolutely incredible.
Oh, man.
He's like 50,000 I love C-3PO.
Hu Yang was just my man. He was my man. I love C-3PO. And so he was just like, C-3PO just like to the max. I was, yes, this is my droid. And I really liked Chopper too. Chopper was really cute.
Chopper is so awesome in Rebels. Chopper? I mean,
really?
Chopper.
Okay, I need to watch. I love droids. I need to watch Rebels.
Chopper is one of the best droids. Like, one of the best. He is absolutely unhinged. He's a war
unhinged?
Criminal. Yes, he's insane. Oh, man.
A war criminal droid?
He's so awesome.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know who my favorite droid is. I really liked the droid in Taika's droid in Mandalorian season 1. He was really good too.
K2SO is one of my favorites from Rogue One, and that's Alan Tudyk. So that's always going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, also,
and obviously, your main Boothang.
BB-8. My absolute favorite. Yes. My main Boothang, BB-8. Yes. Also, there's Phoebe Waller-Bridge's character in Solo, who's great, too.
In Solo. Oh! Yeah, like the computer that was in the Millennium Falcon?
Yes, she becomes the computer.
Yeah. Oh, man, I totally forgot about that.
Because you haven't seen that movie since it came out, which has a cameo of Darth Maul in the end of it, and it goes nowhere.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I don't remember that.
I know. There's so much Star Wars out there, man. It's great. Oh, I actually am going to read some more of the books because I only read one of them. And I'm just, like, so drawn to these characters. I absolutely love Hera after watching Rebels even more in this this show. She's played by Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who is currently married to Ewan McGregor. So the two of them are Star Wars, like, main characters now.
Star Wars power couple.
Star Wars power couple, exactly. Big fan of her. And I also just really loved the characters of Baylan and Shin Hati. They were just, like, so fun and great Sith characters that we just, like, had a kind of amazing side, like, definitely a different kind of side to the Sith with Baylan Skoll that I just love to see.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think Ray Stevenson died.
He did, which is so sad because...
Which is sad because, like, it seemed like he kind of had a further like, obviously, if this gets picked up for season two, which I'm assuming it will, like, the show kind of ended on, like, him. Because he obviously had a hidden agenda getting to this planet across the galaxy where Thrawn was hanging out, was chilling. He had his own reasons for wanting to come to this planet, and he, like, ends up at that cool, like, looked very Lord of the Rings, like those crazy, like, Lord of the Rings statues.
Yes. It was the father, the daughter, and the son, but the daughter one was all crushed up, and the son was next to it.
Yeah. Oh, is it going to be, like, a reference to the Mortis episode?
That is, yes, it's the Mortis gods, yes.
Oh, shit, that's going to be so cool.
I know, right?
I really like that episode. I like that episode a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Also, there's that, man, like, white owl thing that follows Ahsoka everywhere. And Ahsoka sees it again. Was it?
When was the first time it showed up? I didn't notice it the first time.
So the first time it shows up, actually, is in that episode where she fights Darth Vader. And the whole thing explodes, and then there's, like, a white owl that flies away. And then they mention it several times in Rebels, where Ahsoka is there, and, like, Sabine will notice that it's hanging around, whenever Ahsoka is around. And then it shows up again in the show, and it's kind of mirroring I think it's the daughter, if not the kind of, like, Danny has a theory that Anakin will become the new father, because in that episode with the Mortis gods, it was like he is supposed to replace him, basically. So, like, Danny thinks that it'll be like, the father will be Anakin, the daughter will be Ahsoka, and the son will be, like, Baylan Skull or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting theory.
So, I love the aspect that Dave Filoni kind of, and I think George Lucas has a hand in this from the Clone Wars series, but, like, bringing in all of this much-needed spirituality to Star Wars that the Jedi have, but also just, like, the Force and everything it's definitely missing in the new movies that they try to do with kind of, like, the whole light side, dark side, like, equal thing. But, you know, and even with Rey and Ben trying to be two sides of the Force, it totally makes sense that they would do that, but it's just, like, not explained or done well or, like, shown to us in that kind of, like, spiritual way. It's definitely more of, like, action-y the main movies are, so they just, like, don't have time to be spiritual, which is, like, kind of the more interesting side to me, you know?
Yeah. And I really liked the kind of, like, the witches aspect that were brought into this. It really it really brought in a whole different side of Star Wars, like, because, you know, to me, I'm like, oh, it's always just war and fighting and the pew-pews and all that stuff and the political aspect of it and just fighting in general. But I'm really liking these more just, like, insular, smaller kind of individual stories where you can kind of fully flesh them out and you just kind of get a different side to this galaxy that has all of this fighting, but there can also be parts of this universe that, like, just that isn't that kind of fighting. It's, like, it's just kind of different.
Yeah, more strategic and kind of, like, more interesting. Yeah. Like, with the witches, those are, like, Dathomir, like, mothers that are basically the same. So Dathomir was a planet that was, like, destroyed by the Empire or whatever, by the Separatists. And that is a lot of in the Clone Wars, because that's the planet where Darth Maul comes from and his brother as well.
Darth Maul is a brother?
Yeah, in Clone Wars. He does.
Okay.
He gets killed, but
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's from Dathomir, and so are those witches. And so is a character from the that video game, the Jedi video game. The second one just came out recently.
That's
all part of it as well. And there is a character who is a Dathomir witch as well.
Oh.
Who's a love interest for the main character. So.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun. It's a fun game, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very fun.
They're tying them all together, man.
Do you guys have the game?
Yeah, we have.
Has Danny been playing it?
Yeah. Danny finished it a while ago, but it's great.
Yeah, I think Keith might have it. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if I would ever get the Star Wars games, but we'll see. Maybe someday. Maybe
when you move here, you can come over and play it.
That's true. I don't have to buy it. I can just come over and play it.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
It would be fun.
It'd be fun.
It'd be fun to watch you play, because I don't play video games.
Yeah.
So I have some news. The guy who played Ezra, who you thought was just gorgeous, he's the same age as us.
What?
Yeah. Iman Esfandi.
How fun. Yeah, no, he was gorgeous. I was like, hello.
Yeah. Growing.
Hello, who are you?
getting all long-haired and beardy on this planet alone for 10 years.
Yeah, he was all scruffy and just got that beard. And, you know, I love beards. Yeah, he was real cute. Again, didn't get to know the Ezra character too much in the two episodes of Rebels I watched. So
I like him. He's a really good Rebel leader, actually. So
in Rebels, Ahsoka wasn't his trainer. He had someone else.
It's Kanan. So you did watch the episode with Ahsoka. Kanan is in that episode. He gets blinded by Darth Maul in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is Kanan, who is Hera's lover and also her son's father.
Oh. Yeah, I was wondering if you know, a baby daddy was going to show up, because we kept seeing Hera and her son. Oh,
I hate to spoil it, but he's dead.
That's fine. I don't even know if I'm ever going to watch these shows, but they're on my list.
I really one day do. Maybe. I really liked Kanan. He is voiced by Freddie Prinze Jr.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I know.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. It's great. I'm telling you, it's very fun to watch.
I'm sure it is. I'm not going to promise anything, but I will try my best.
It's fine.
I already need to start watching Sandman, and I have not done that yet, so...
That's all right, dude.
It took me 4 days to watch two episodes of Ahsoka, so I'm struggling over here. Well, I kind of want to talk about all the cameos that we got in this show, because it's right here in front of me. There's the Star Wars cameos in Ahsoka, because there's so many. We have the Senate. We have the Senator lady who is in Mon Andor. Mothma.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's legit. She's in a lot of Star Wars. She's one of the leaders of the rebels, so she's in.
Yeah, she's important.
Many different
she's pretty
things.
Important.
Yeah,
yeah. And we had a name drop. We had a name drop of
Princess Leia.
Yes, we sure did. That was fun. And C-3PO. We saw C-3PO, which was amazing. I love C-3PO.
Yes.
And then, obviously, we got to see Dream State Anakin, Hayden Christensen.
Love him. I mean, I love seeing him in Obi-Wan. And this was even better was really because it was like current him, you know, like after he's dead. So like he's like a lot more in tune with his giant arc and who he you know, eventually became, and just kind of contributing to making Ahsoka as well, you know?
Yeah. And he calls her, doesn't he call her Snips in the, in the show?
He does.
Where did that nickname come from? I don't know if I ever watched the episode where that happens.
I don't remember. It must be in like the very first episode. It might've been in there's a movie for Clone Wars, which is only like an hour long.
Oh, that's right. I think I watched that before Obi-Wan or something.
Oh, you did?
Like I watched some Clone Wars movie and maybe some episodes before watching one of the shows. I'm pretty sure it was before Obi-Wan.
It has a baby Jabba the Hutt in it. Like Jabba the Hutt's son.
And they have to, like, that sounds familiar.
They have to, like,
that sounds
save
so
him.
Familiar. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's
yes, I
all
watched
I
that.
Yeah, okay.
I watched that.
I think that's where also he's assigned to, like, Ahsoka becomes his Padawan as well in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of like how it all starts, probably. And then we had this like, TIE fighter guy. Not TIE fighter.
The X-Wing.
This rebel. Pilot. Yeah, the X-Wing pilot. Yeah, Captain Carson Teva. He was in a couple episodes of Mandalorian, I think.
He's in several episodes of Mandalorian. It says he's in 4 episodes, and he's in Boba Fett as well.
Yeah.
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 He's coming up.
Definitely been seeing him around. He just has the most kind-looking face. I just want to hug him.
I love him.
I just want to hug him, like, really hard.
Because he always lets things fly, too. He's like... Okay.
Yeah, we didn't see anything.
Now
you can go.
I know, he's such a likable guy. The guy who plays Thrawn, Lars Mikkelsen, he is also in The Witcher, a Strigabor, but he also voices Thrawn in Rebels as well. So he's like the actual actor. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. He was really good. Thrawn wasn't, like, scary, but, like, he was intimidating. Like, he was cool.
Like, he's good in the show.
I didn't want to like him, but, like, I kind of liked him. And, you know, he's evil, but, you know.
He's a Nazi.
He had, like, an air. He had, like, a swagger.
Yeah. It's those weird hip pads, you know? That's what does it.
Yeah.
It's really weird. And that completely, like, zombie army was so fun.
That was crazy!
Because
the zombie stormtroopers, troopers, whatever they were called.
Yeah.
And then her crazy, like, glowing green, like, fart sword. That was crazy.
Uh-huh.
Not
I really
a fart, sorry. It was cooler. It was cooler than that. Like the green fire, basically.
Yeah. Morgan Elsbeth. Yeah.
Yeah, she was cool too.
She's fantastic. Like, amazing character, and always was on the side of Dathomir because she's a witch too. So that was just like such a great side part of her character, and just great to see her kind of end her story from when we first saw her in Mandalorian.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we've
which I can't remember. I can't remember why she was in that town. And I tried to rewatch it to understand why she was there. Like, was she trying to capture Ahsoka, or was she, like, trying to get, like, find something? I can't remember what she was doing.
In The Mandalorian?
Yeah, in The Mandalorian episode.
Oh, I do not remember.
Yeah, because, God, I watched the episode twice and I still can't remember what happened.
You're just there for vibes, man. It's okay.
The whole reason why I watch Star Wars stuff is for the vibe and to check out some new droids, because I love droids. And some fun little creatures. I liked the cat thing, Alessandra. The yes, little
the loath alien. Cats. Yes.
Yeah. They it was are so cute. Her little cat thing. Mm-hmm. So adorable. I love the creatures. The turtle things. Oh my goodness. I was dying. They were so cute. Their little mouths when they I were know. Talking. Oh my goodness. They're so cute. Yeah, I'm really just here for the vibes. Ask me about a story or plot line or anything that happened in any of the show. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just here for the vibes.
It's so true.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm not going to know. There's so many fun characters in Star Wars. Really glad that we got this, this like wonderful like closure for a lot of stuff, but also kind of opening up the spiritual side and the kind of like. Thrawn is going back to possibly the galaxy to figure things out. So that's a big problem.
He's going to go fuck shit up. Yeah.
I mean, obviously we know that there is the rise of the First Order in, you know, that to become the First Order in like the newer movies.
Yeah, because there seems to be a time of peace sort of happening at this time, and so when Ahsoka and Hera are like, Thrawn's back, like it's like Harry Potter, it's like he's back,
yeah, exactly,
and no one wants to leave. It's like no, we're happy, it's peaceful, where there's nothing wrong, and they don't know just how wrong everything is right now.
Yeah, I mean the book. The one that I read with Princess Leia was kind of similar to the breakdown of the Senate and people finding out that she was Vader's daughter, and then kind of like the rise of, I don't think it's Thrawn, but just like there was like a dark side presence that was rising and creating the First Order, but that's not what they call it. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember from that book. It was well, a little
if you,
bit.
If you want more Star Wars books recommendations, I know of a TikToker that does. I think she probably reads them too, but she buys a lot of Star Wars books. I don't know if she like talks about them or reviews them, but I've definitely seen more than one Star Wars book that she'll like go and buy. Maybe she talks about them, so maybe if you wanted to read more, she might. She might have some insight, unless you already know kind of what books you're going to be gravitating towards. No,
I would love you to send me that, because obviously there's a lot she's really of fun books. Too. So, and I'm probably
yeah,
not
she collects
read them
all types of books. Yeah. So hopefully good. She kind of talks about, or you can leave a comment and maybe she'll kind of go over her favorite Star Wars books if she's read any. But I know she collects a lot of them. She's a crazy book collector. She has way more books than she even has time to read.
Of course.
of course. Don't we all?
yeah, sure.
But yeah, I like her a lot. Her name's Bailey. She's really funny.
I'm reading some of the trivia here.
Oh, yeah?
And there's none about the books, unfortunately, which I wish there was. But people just... It's definitely like the extra, step. It's like, okay... You watch the Star Wars movies. You're a Star Wars fan, right? The next step is you watch some of the TV shows, right? Okay, you're a TV show Star Wars fan. The next step is you watch all of, like, Clone Wars, Bad Batch, Rebels. Like, those are all animated. That's another step in, right? It's, like, a little bit further. Then you're like...
Yeah, it's like the levels of the Star Wars fan.
Exactly.
I'm at level 2.
Yeah, exactly. And it's totally fine. You can be any level you'd like. We will not judge. And then, you know, there's like the step of the comics and the books, which are all canon. And there's many, many of them. Even above that is the video games. The video games are even more accessible even to people than books, you know. Kids play video games a lot, so they're doing that. You know, it's definitely like the books and the comics. You have to be looking out for them. You have to be wanting to read them, and you know, just it's not for everybody. So, Yeah. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's another trivia here that's interesting. I didn't know that David Tennant had reprised his role as Huyang. He was apparently the voice of Huyang in a two-episode arc in Star Wars The Clone Wars, Alessandra.
Oh, fuck. I obviously didn't watch that. Or if I did, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's like 87 seasons for Clone Wars. So, like, it could be anywhere in there.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
This is an interesting one. Benedict Cumberbatch denied reports that he was playing Grand Admiral Thrawn. Lars Mikkelsen was later revealed to be reprising this role of Thrawn from Star Wars Rebels, and he is the younger brother of Mads Mikkelsen, who played Galen Erso in Rogue One.
Thought he looked familiar. I thought that name sounded familiar.
Well, I just thought that there might be more than one person with the last name Mikkelsen in Hollywood. Okay, come on.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Oh my goodness. Any other interesting? Oh, the theoretical physics behind the hyper ring actually exists. It works on the theory that the ring that has a ship within the circle will stay completely stationary. However, the hyper ring will move space around it. The ring itself nor the ship moves, but space around it does, making traveling great distances theoretically possible.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting. Evan Witten's character is named Jason Syndulla. In the former Expanded Universe, they're named as Legends and out of canon after the premiere of Force Awakens. Han and Leia were a married couple who had three children, Jason, Jaina, and Anakin Solo. Oh, they just took a name from the Expanded Universe, which I'm sure Dave Filoni is a big fan of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, I didn't know what Dave Filoni looked like. Emily, you have your computer in front of you. I need you to look up what Dave Filoni looks like.
Okay. I mean, I can just go to his IMDb page, right? Does he have a picture?
Yeah. So there is if you search him on Google and go to Google Images, there's a lot of great memes because he truly is like, so there's one meme that I absolutely love, which is like somebody opening up their arms to the sky and it's just like a glorious picture of Dave Filoni in the sky. And
a glorious picture. Okay.
And then there's another one where he looks like Jesus. And it's just his head instead of Jesus's head.
Let me see, too funny. You know, I feel good about a man that directs Star Wars stuff who can just fucking rock a cowboy hat.
Dude, I literally, this is why I told you to look him up. He looks like such a nerd, and it's the best compliment you can give someone. Like, this is who should be in control. This is the type of person.
This is who needs to make Star Wars content. This is who I trust.
A man who literally never takes off his hat. Okay? Like,
he lives in this hat. He sleeps in this hat. He showers in this hat. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
I'm 100% here. I'm on the Dave Filoni train. I love him. Okay. That's all I have to say.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And we don't really have like a Metacritic or anything, but we do have that little every episode ranked by IMDb user reviews.
Okay. Should we take a break before we get to that? Because we obviously...
Oh shit. I guess this is a weirdly timed break, but yeah, let's do it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Okay, we are back. Tell us that weird
All right.
ranking thing. It says its popularity yeah. is 2. So that's pretty good.
Oh yeah, that thing. Yeah, the trendometer. I don't know what it's called. Okay, but down here, the episode rating spotlight. So let's see. IMDb fans are weighing in on Ahsoka with over 74,000 ratings. And so the lowest rated episode was episode 3, which was Time to Fly. Hera tangles with New Republic politics while Ahsoka and Sabine Wren voyage to a distant planet. What happened in that episode?
I guess nothing, really. I don't even think the space whale. Maybe they would have seen the space whales at that point, which I love them. The Purrgil.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Space whales, definitely up there in my favorite Star Wars creatures.
They're awesome.
But rating from the... And then the highest rated episode was episode 5 with a 9.2, which was, of course, the Shadow Warrior, which was like the Anakin dream state. Ahsoka possibly dead episode, whatever that thing. That
it was incredible.
Situation.
Honestly,
it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
I mean, I just love Hayden Christensen. It's just he really just has redeemed himself as such a like loving actor and character now. It's just great.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously loves Star Wars. He's more than happy to come back and do these little cameos, which definitely makes the fans happy, and hopefully it makes him happy.
I think he's...
I'm sure he's well-loved.
He's well-loved now, and that's not the way it was during the prequels, because people were like, oh, you're such a bad actor, and what the heck, dude, and... Why are you saying these strange things? But really, it's just like, it's the writing. It's a lot of things, you know?
Yeah, it's not him. It's a lot of things. And there are some diehard, like, prequel movie Star Wars people, too. Because, I mean, they're... The Star Wars fandom is just so... It has a spectrum.
Uh-huh.
I want to say. There's a spectrum to it. Okay. So in just every episode, quickly rated. Episode 1, average 7.8. That was Master and Apprentice. Episode 2, average 7.9, Toil and Trouble. Lowest rated episode, episode 3, 7.4. Second highest rated episode, Fallen Jedi, episode 4, 8.7. Hmm. And then highest episode, episode 5, 9.2. Episode 6 was 8.2. Episode 7 was 7.9. And then episode 8 was 8.
That's a pretty good higher end show, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Very fun. I really like the show. I'm excited for season 2 if it gets renewed, which I really don't see a reason why it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Have we gotten any news about that yet?
No, I don't think we have. I just want to make a note that the music was fucking amazing. The score in the whole thing was fantastic. But also in the credits music was just so moving and beautiful. I feel like it was Ludwig Göransson. Am I right about that?
Let's see.
Sorry. My goodness. Produce.
Music. Series music was Kevin Kiner.
Oh.
Kevin nice. Kiner. Who did... who was the composer for Clone Wars.
Uh-huh.
And CSI Miami.
Oh, the composer. CSI Miami. Anyway, CSI great Miami. Job, Kevin Kiner.
Yeah, so he works on a lot of different stuff. A lot of, looks like, Warner Brothers stuff, too. There's Peacemaker, and Doom Patrol, which I think was also DC.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was DC.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's on Max. Yeah. Yeah. Look, yeah, it's
there
DC.
There you go. DC,
yeah.
DC Doom Patrol. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that looks fun. Yeah. It has Brendan Fraser in it.
Yeah, I just saw that. Oh, wow.
Wait. Why didn't we watch this? It's got three seasons.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, we're
so busy.
If it's
good, I'll think about it.
it's got a same IMDb rating as Ahsoka, so.
Okay, well, you know. I don't know. We'll see. I got too much shit to watch. All right, anything else we want to talk about Ahsoka?
No, I think we're good.
Oh, wait, plot keywords?
Yes, plot keywords. Let's hear.
Ahsoka Tano character, Disney Star Wars, character name as series title, lightsaber.
Okay.
There you go. Done.
Excellent.
Well, that was Ahsoka. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.